Okay, so today's Daf Samach Beis. We're on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, like the last lines. Today's Daf, the whole week, was sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezecha Nishmas Yitzhak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda, and Lezecha Nishmas Frado Bas Gabriel. Thank you for their sponsorships, and the Shamos should have an Aliyah. Okay, so yesterday we had a machlokes with the following case. The case was you shechted the Pesach for Mulin, people who. But your intent was that kapara should be given to those who were Arelim, whether they were in your group or not in your group, but for Arelim. So it was a machlokas, and they could throw the blood for them. So machlokas chizda amar pasal, and Rabbi said it's kasher. So we brought this brisa down that each one used to try to prove their point. We're going to spend a lot of time explaining that brisa independently of that machlokas today. But then they brought that brisa down. That explanation of the machlokas was rejected by Rav Ashi, and now Rav Ashi comes to explain what his understanding of what the machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rava is. So that's in the last line of Samach Aleph Amud Beis was Ella Amar Rav Ashi, right? Ella always means where we're retracting what we said before and we're presenting something new. So Ella Amar Rav Ashi, what's the machlokas of Chisda v'Rava b'haikra k'miflegi? Rav Chisda and Rava argue on this pasuk. So basically, Rav Chisda and Rabba are not going to be arguing about whether you had machshava for Arelim during Zerika. Therefore, if that's the case, if they were menuyim on the karban and you shechted it for the mulin on the condition that only the Arelim should get kapara, they're all going to agree that it's no good. That's not their machlokas. What's their machlokas is as follows. Their machlokas is going to be the concept of what we said before, shinui bailim, where what you did, we'll see. It says, the pasuk says, v'nirtza lo l'chaper alav. When it comes to a karban, it's for ritzui, for acceptance for him, l'chaper alav, for atonement for him, which means specifically for him. And we learn from here that a karban only affects kapara alav, on the owner of the karban, only the owner of the karban, v'lo al chaveiro, and not if you had makshava for somebody else. That we know as shinui bailim. If you had makshava for somebody other than the kohen, it doesn't affect kapara, machshava other than the bala karban, it doesn't affect kapara for that owner. So we have a near to the chaper alav. So Rabba says, savar chavero dumu didei. The only way that shinui bailim has impact is if the person who you change the intent for, the other person that you have intent for, is similarly situated than the person whose karban it is. Meaning in our case, what would be the case if you shechted the Korban Pesach, right? You shechted the Korban Pesach, and you had shinui that you're going to throw the blood for somebody, an Arel, who's not in the group. So you're changing the ownership, but it's an Arel. The Arel is not similarly situated as the ownership group, because the ownership group is mechuyev in the Korban Pesach. The Arel is exempt from the Korban Pesach. Right, so Rabba Savar Chaveiro Dumi Dedei. When we say Alav V'lo Al Chaveiro, right, that means that the other person has to be similarly situated. Mahu Devar Kapara. So just like the Bal Karban, in our case, the owners of the Pesach are Roy La Kapara. They have a stake in this type of Karban. Al Chaveiro Devar Kapara. So too, the Shinui Bailim would only work if that other person you have intent for had the possibility of being Bar Kapara. But lafuke ha'arel, to come to exclude this arel, that if you have zerika for an arel, the la bar kaparahu, because he doesn't even have any stake in any Korban Pesach. He's like Mickey Mouse. He's nobody when it comes to the Korban Pesach, right? Because so there's no shinui bailim. But so that's right. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi b'hai krap mitzvahki. He says she skapru bo arelim de ka'amar. It's talking about whether you had intent that arelim should get kapara. She'ein menuyim alav ka'amar. We're talking about arelim that aren't even part of the karban, right? Umishum machsheva shelo kimenuyo ka'amri. We're talking about machsheva for intent for people who aren't subscribed to this karban. Aval benuyim alav. But if you had arelim who were already part, who subscribed to this karban, v'shachdu lemulim she'einami menuyim lizrok domelu menuyim arelim shem levadam. Right, the havikulos regal arelim menuyim kulam pasul. That's what we said before. But if the case was that you had arelim and mulim, you subscribe to this karban, and then you shechted with the intent to throw the blood only for the arelim, that would be pasul. Uba'arelim she'ena minuyim, and here we're talking about arelim that are not part, you know, subscribed. Umishum machsheves shelo lenuya pligi. Machlok says whether or not when you have intent for people who are not subscribed. Uba'hakroy dishlo lenuya bezrika meyachan nafik kogabonos. Okay, so Rabbi Savor chaveiro de pasul mishum shinu bailim. When you have a psul shinu bailim, dum yedidei ba'inan. Has to be similar to him. Mahu devar kapara. So to the other person is var kapara. If I have machshava now for arelim who are not part of this karbon, so it looks like a shinu bailim. It's as if nothing, because they are not part, they're not even in the parsha. It's not in the parsha, doesn't count as shinui b'ayilim. Comes Rav Chisda and says, no. Rav Chisda is going to say that if I sheft the karbon for, on the condition that I'm going to throw the blood for non-subscribed arelim, well then that's an effective machshava, and therefore you're going to have a shinui b'ayilim apostle. Why? Because he says, hi, Arul Nami, this Arul is not completely excluded. He's not Mickey Mouse. Why? Kevin Devar Chiyuvahu. He does have a chiyuv for the Korban Pesach. He just has a patur. Should, because he's an Arel. He just has a reason why he can't give. Should he want to, should he desire, I don't know why, because I'm talking about an Arel whose brothers died of, but should he want to, Bar Kaparu, who hold the boy Misake Nafshe. Should he want to, he could do Bris Mila. And since, we're going to now go back to our whole thing of Holyo, since he could, we view since as if, and since he could do Bris Mila and therefore remove this layer that prevents him from bringing Korban Pesach, we view it as if he is still in the Parsha, so Machshava for him is effective, and therefore the Korban would be possible.
The Gemara is making no distinction between an Oral Ones and an Oral...
No, what Oral we're talking about throughout is definitely, we saw in the beginning when we started Oral, talking about somebody who has a reason why, otherwise he's a Rosh. We're talking about a reason, the person has a reason why he doesn't do Bris Mila. And Rashi mentioned before, his brothers have died, they have hemophilia, whatever it is, and it's dangerous for him. That's the Arul we're just talking about. Okay, so that seems to be the Machlokas. So the Machlokas is, do we say Hoyo? Do we say, since he could remove himself from this Torah status, it's as if he is, it's removed already, and therefore Machshava for him would be effective. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second, if we're arguing about Hoyo, we argued about Hoyo a few weeks back when it came to cooking on Yontif for Chol. Remember? We said cooking for Yontif for Chol. We had a Machlokas in Rav and Rav Chisda, and there the Shitos were flipped. Here, Rabbah does not say Hoil, and Rav Chisda does say Hoil. There, Umi Isli the Rav Chisda Hoil. Does Rav Chisda really hold of Hoil? The Ha'itmar, we had the statement, Ha'ofim Yontif L'chol. If you bake something on Yontif for Chol purposes, you bake on Yontif for the next day, meaning you finish the Suda. It's the end of the day, you finish the Suda's Yontif, and it's definitely not for you. It's definitely not for you. Rav Chisda Amar Loka. Rav Chisda says you get Malkus because you're not allowed to bake cook on Yontif. You're only allowed to cook on Yontif. It's for Ochel Nefesh. This is not for Ochel Nefesh. There's no Petur, so you get a Malkus. You violated Malacha on Yontif. Rabba Omar Eino Loka. Rabba says you don't get Malkus. Why? Rabba Omar Eino Loka the Arminan Hoyo V'Yimikle Orchim Chazile Hashtanami Chazile V'lo Loki. Rabba said, we say the word Hoel. Since it's possible, and we've discussed that before, since it's possible a guest may come, so therefore, if guests may come, this food would be served for them. So we view it, it's good now as well, because the possibility of since that Orchim would come. And therefore, we're low lucky. But if Chizda Amar Loka, lower mean Hoel. He says, we don't say Hoel. So first, we have a double mstira. Here, in our case of the Orel, Rabba's the one who says, no Hoel. If no Hoel, carbon kosher. Rav Chisda says, Hoel, therefore carbon pasul. But by Yontif, baking from Yontif to Chol, Rabba's the one who says, yes Hoel, therefore no Malkus. And Rav Chisda says, no Hoel, therefore yes Malkus. So Gemara says, Bishamo, the Rabba Lokasha. Comes to the steer, apparent steer by Rabba, that's not a kasha. Hacham, Rav Chisda Maiseh, Hasam, the Lomo Chisda Maiseh. El Rav Chisda, Ad Rav Chisda Kasha. So Rav Chisda is going to be a kasha. Rabba's no kasha. He says there's a difference. The Hoel by Yontif doesn't require you to do anything. The Hoel is, guests will come. That's out of my hands. I'm assuming guests might come. So that's out of my hands, and therefore, it's going to work. But the Bris Mila, I'm not going to say Hoel, because, what do you mean, since I could do it, but I haven't done it yet. I haven't done it yet. So why you say, all of a sudden, now I'm going to do it? It's in your hands the whole time. Right, Rashi says, Oh, there's no rationale. Okay. So I made that up. Must have heard that. Okay. So that's why he says it's a difference between the Mechusar Meisar and not Mechusar Meisar. And Rechizar Rechizakasha. Rechizakasha. Why does he say Hoel by the Korban Pesach case and not say Hoel by the Yontif case? So it's Amr, we say, He lasted Rav Chisda Hoil. When does Rav Chisda not hold of Hoil? That's Lakula. Right. So he lasted Rav Chisda Hoil Lakula. But Lachumra Isle. If it's going to result in a Kula, he's not going to say Hoil. So therefore, in the Yontif case, if I say Hoil, there's a Ptur, and therefore you're going to get Malchus. So he does not say Hoil. He does not say Hoil over there. In our case, he's going to say Hoil because he's less than because the Hoil Lakula. Right. If you hold Hoil, it will lead to a Kula. So by the Yontif case, if you hold Hoil, it'll lead to the Kula because you will not get Malchus. It will be permitted. But by our case of Korban Pesach, he will hold Hoil. Hoil creates a Chumrah. It passes the Korban. We say Hoil, since he could get Bris Mila, therefore he's part, it's effective Machshava, and it'll pass on the Korban. And that's a Chumrah, because that will require the person to now bring another Korban. So that's a Chumrah. So when it comes to the Kula, he does not say Hoil. When it comes to Chumrah, he says Hoil. Tosfos points out, near Ed Rav Chisda, that he says that the Korban is passed by the Orel, and therefore he's going to hold Hoil a Chumrah. He says, near Rav Chisda, lo passel emli the Rabbanan. That's only going to be a din de rabbanon, right? But the lo shayach lechalik ben lechur ben lekula, right? If you're going to hold hoyol, there's no distinction between the orais and the rabbanons, right? You can't say, oh, it's going to, you can't say, sorry, there's no distinction between chumra lekula. You hold the concept, you don't hold the concept. So in the case over here where he says he's holding lechumra, he's holding chumra by the korban pesach, it's only going to be de rabbanon, right? Really, he does not hold up hoyol. He's holding a whole lechumra because he's making a gzeira de rabbanon. Let's just bring another carbon. Aye, but if you hold a gzeira de rabbanon, it's only midor rabbanon. You pass the carbon midor rabbanon. So really, midoraisa, this carbon is good, and if midoraisa, this carbon is good, and you're forcing them now to bring another carbon pesach. You're forcing them now to bring chulin shabazara because it's not. There's no obligation on them. So Tosos answers must be the cases where we figured it out beforehand, and they never threw the zrika, they never threw the blood of the carbon. Therefore, the carbon itself, because of this oil, the carbon became pasul. And if the carbon became pasul, they never brought a kosher carbon pesach, and that they bring another carbon pesach. Okay, so that is the story of Rabba and Rav Chisda. Now, which is what we spend a lot of time on, is the hard part of the plot. We're going to bring down the brisa we brought yesterday. The brisa we brought yesterday. Going back and forth between the idea of mitzvahs orlov, the full people, the part of the people orelim, or not part of the people orelim. We brought this brisa that we try to bring as a proof to Rava, and then he interpreted it his way, because he interpreted it his way, and then we rejected it anyway. But now we have to explain what the brisa was talking about. Okay? So we tried to learn from here, right? We said the Tana tried to learn orlov from tumah. Just like mitzvahs tumah is not poseles. If something is only partially tummy, it doesn't pasul. So too, mixas orla is not going to be pasul. Question is, what is mixas tumma? There are two possibilities when it comes to tumma. You can be talking about the people who are tummy, or you can be talking about the korban itself that is tummy. The Gemara says, Amarle marzuchra breda mari la ravina. Katani, we learned in the Brisa, holil the orla poseles. Just like we know that an orl is pasul for a korban pesach. Vituma poselas, and tuma also passels in the korban pesach. We were going to make a hekesh. Ma tuma lo asaba mixas tuma kechol tuma. Just like partial tuma doesn't ma tuma lo asa mixas tuma kechol tuma. Partial tuma doesn't equal the status of full tuma. Therefore, partial tuma is not going to passel the korban in its entirety. Af orla lo asa mixas orla kechol orla. So to orla is not going to, if it's only part of the group is orelim, it's not going to passel the entire group of for the korban pesach. So, hai tumah heichadami. What type of tumah are we discussing here? Ilema b'tumas gavre. If we're talking about that, the people are tumah. We have a couple people in the group, right? Umay lo asa b'mixas tumah kakol tumah. What does it mean that they didn't make full partial tumah like full tumah? The ika arba b'chamisha gavre tumayim. The arba b'chamisha gavre tahor. Let's say four or five members of the group are tahor. Four or five members of the group are tumah. Just numbers. A percentage are tumah, a percentage are tahor. And then we say, lo pasilu tameyim atahorim, so the tameyim don't have an impact to pasil the karbon for the tahorim. So, and then we can say again, gabe orla nami halo pasli, then we say by orla also, they're not going to be pasil, meaning up to four or five are arelim, four or five are mulin, the arelim are not going to pasil the karbon on behalf of the mulin. Well, why would we need to learn arelim from tameyim in that case, right? Lo pasli de tanan, because we learned, lo mulin va'alareim kosher. We learned in our Mishnah that if you shechted the Korban Pesach, for mulin and arelim, it's kosher. So maishna and the brisa, maishna tuma the pshitile, maishna ol dem safkale. Why would the brisa have a suffix as to say, oh, what's the din with arelim? Let's compare it to tmeim. Just like you know the din of a tmeim, you know the din of arelim. It's explicit in the Mishnah. So Gemara says, well, we can't be talking about tuma of the people. Ella betumas basar. We must be talking about that the flesh, the meat itself of the karbon, the basar of Pesach became tamei. Umay lo asabo mixas tuma kakol tuma. What does it mean that we don't make partial tuma like complete tuma? The ilu itame chadme evarim. Have one aver. I guess after we chopped it up. If one aver became tame, right? Had and the rest of it's not. Had the itme sarfinale. That aver that became tame, you burn. The idach achlinale. And the rest of the karbon, you eat it. So say that you don't say mixas tuma, and therefore the same idea also when it comes to arelim. Just like one arel, if you have one arel, it's not going to get rid of the entire karbon. So we established that the comparison is that we're talking about tuma in the basar. The Gemara says, okay, well, wait a second. B'maya kimto, what did you just establish the brisa? B'tumas basar. The brisa is talking about contaminated flesh. So but ema seifa. Well, look at the next part of the brisa. The next part of the brisa says that they tried to say that we were going to, why don't we compare, we try to reject the comparison between Orla and Tumah, and said maybe we should learn Orla from Pigel, right? Because Pigel is also close, right? And we said, no, we're not going to do that, because Dunin Davar She'eno Noe B'chol HaZvachim, Midavar She'eno Noe B'chol HaZvachim, V'ayochir Zman She'noe B'chol HaZvachim. We rejected the comparison to Pigel, because we said that the Psul of Orel should be learned from the psul of Tumah, because they're not no egg in all karbanos, whereas Pigel is no egg in all karbanos. Well, wait a second, umay Tumah? What Tumah did we just say we established? We said we established the Tumah as Tumah's Basar. In name of a Tumah's Basar, amay eno no egg b'chol hazvachim. Why would it not be no egg in all karbanos? Tumah's Basar is a no egg in every karban, right? Of course it's no egg in every karban. So he's trying to say that Tumah and Orla are similar to each other, because they're not in every karban, whereas Pigel is in every karban. Tumas Basar is in every karbon. So what do you mean? So Elab Shita, but Tumas Gavri. Must be talking, in that case, we're talking about the Tumah of the person. Umay Einu No B'chol HaZvachim. What does it mean that Tumah of a person is not knowing in all Zvachim? Deil B'chol HaZvachim Arul B'tarim L'shachin as Karbon HaSayim. So we learned it yesterday. Because when it comes to all other karbonos, the Arel and the Tameh, they can send the karbon. It's only by Karbon Pesach. So it's an idea that's not knowing by all karbonos. The ilu Pesach, ilu Pesach, Arul b'Tameh Emish Lachem Pesachayim. So we're going to learn Pesach and Arul. They're getting more. So Arul and Tameh are more comparable to each other than Pigel, which is knowing in all Karbanos. So then, what do we have now? So the Reisha that we just established said it had to be talking about Tumas Basar and Seifa, but Tumas Gavrei, and the Seifa is talking about the Tameh of the person. So there's an inconsistency. Which Tameh are we discussing in the Brisa? So the Gemara says, yeah, it's no big deal. Armly in. The Reisha is talking about Tumas Basar. The Seifa is talking about Tumas. Gavre, and you say it's inconsistent. Shame tumah kaparich. We're not being so specific to discuss the specific type of tumah. We're just discussing the concept of tumah. So the concept of tumah goes back and forth between different types of tumahs. Tumahs gavre, tumahs basar. But that's what we're concerned about tumah. So the price is still relatively consistent because it's talking about tumah as a concept. It's not talking about which specific type of tumah. Okay. So the or the Ibai Seima, another answer you can say is no. Seifa nami b'tumas basar. The Reisha's tumas basar, the Seif was discussing tumas basar. So what does it mean that it's talking about something that's not knowing in all the karbanos? Tumas basar is knowing in all karbanos. No. Eino, what does it mean? Eino no b'chol hazvachim. Deil b'chol hazvachim is another kachim dive. Deil b'chol hazvachim, when it comes to all other karbanos, okay, that became tame before the zrika. Right, once the zrika is done, it affects kapara. Tumah afterwards doesn't have impact on the karban. But what happens if the some stuff became tumah before the zrika? Right? So we're going to learn in like a couple of days. Oh, no. A few more days. Jay, you're all taught for this one. It says, Bein shenitma chelev ubasar kayim, bein shenitma basar v'chelev kayim, zorek es adam. When it comes to the karban, we have the chelev and we have the basar. The chelev is food for the mizbeach. It's burnt on the mizbeach. The basar is food for the kohanim. It's food for, so you have the food. So what happens if the chelev became tamei, but the basar is good for do the zrika because there's still going to be a chila of the karban. It's going to be the eating of the basar. What if nitma basar with chelev kayam, the meat became tamei, but the chelev, the fats are still tar? Zorik is adam, throw the blood, because there's going to be a chila. The mizbeach is going to eat it. It would be fine. But ila b'pesach, when it comes to Pesach, that's not the din. By Pesach, if it's nitma chelev u'basar kayam, if the chelev is tamei and the basar is fine, then you can blow through the blood. Nitma basar, but the meat becomes tamei, the chelev kayam and the chelev is still good, ain't ozorik sadam. You don't throw the blood. Why? Because the whole point, we said yesterday, the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is the achila of the people. Right? It's this hybrid type korban. That's why we said machshava is affected by shchita, because the whole purpose of the Korban Pesach is achila. So therefore, you see, by Korban Pesach, it's different than all other korbanos, in the sense that there's this rule that if the meat becomes tameh, even though the chaylev is not tameh, you don't throw the blood anymore. So that's what it means, davar she'eino noe b'chol ha'zvachim. What's not noe b'chol ha'zvachim? This idea that if the meat becomes tameh, you don't throw the blood. In all other korbanos, if the meat becomes tameh and the chaylev is still good, you would throw the blood. Okay, so now the Gemara says, b'mayu kimta, so now what do you say, according to Ibai Zema, we said the whole brisa is discussing tumas basar. So what about ema seifa? We had another part of the brisa. That Brisa said, the Tana went back and said, that maybe we should learn Arel from Pigel, because Donim Davar Shelo Hutter Miklolo, Arel, when it comes to Pesach, has no heterim whatsoever. It's more similar to Pigel, Midavar Shelo Hutter Miklolo. There's also no exceptions for Pigel either. Alright? The Al Tochiyah Tumah, and we said that you shouldn't learn Arel from Tumah, Shere Hutra Miklolo, because Tumah has an exception to it. Bamai. Where would the Tumah have an exception to it? Right? And we so far said that the Tumah we're discussing that is Tumah's Basar. Where would the Tumah have an exception if it's Tumah's Basar? Elim, the Tumah's Basar, if we're saying that the Tumah that we're discussing is Tumah in the meat, Hecha Hutra. Where do we find the case that a Korban Sibur that has Tumah meat is good? We don't find that. We find a case where if there's a Korban Sibur and the people are Tameh, we say Tum Hotcha with Sibur, which means like even Bezman Hazeh, if we get over a certain, it's the only Korban that theoretically, Korban Pesach, could be offered Bezman Hazeh. We have to deal with the fact of where the Mizbeach is, we have to deal with the fact that we have Kohanim Yuchasim. Okay, let's say you get over that, Korban Pesach, every year people, you know, there's a whole group of people, they used to have a sign up for the Korban Pesach, they try to go up, they get arrested very quickly. Okay, that's every year you have that. But theoretically, the reason why they do it for Korban Pesach is because Tamei people, or if Rove, or at least any, we're all Tamei, you can bring the Korban Pesach. So, but if you're talking about Tumas Basar, where is the exception for Tumas Basar? So the Gemara says, Elo Pshita b'Tumas Gavrei. So we must be talking about, in this case, talking about the Tumah of the people. Right? If you're talking about an exception for Tumah, just like we say, there's no exception by RL, and there's no exception by Pigel, but there is an exception by Tumah. The exception by Tumah is by the case where by people are Tamei. Well, you just said the other two cases are Tumas Basar. So the Gemara says, Ela Pshita Batumas Gavri, Vehecha Hutra Michlala Betzibor. So Reisha Batumas Basar, the first two cases would be Tumas Basar, and Seitha Batumas Gavri. The Gemara says, yeah, same answer, yeah, it's not a big deal that if one part of the Brisa is talking about Tumas Basar, one part is talking about Tumas Gavri, because we're talking about the concept of Tumah, the overarching concept of Tumah, not the specifics in Shem Tumah Kaparich. Then the Gemara says, okay, Ibai Seima, Kula Tumas Basar. No, all of it's Tumas Basar. What does it mean? And what do you mean there's an exception for Tumas Basar? Just think about it for a second. If we allow to do the Korban Pesach when we are all Tameh, okay? Here we are Menu, we figure it out, we're all Tameh Mace, we don't have enough time to bring the Parah Aduma, and we have the Korban Pesach. So we bring the Korban Pesach, we're all Tameh. What's no purpose of the Korban Pesach, we just said? To eat it. How are you going to eat it? You're going to hold it. But you're Tameh, so you made the meat Tameh. So by definition, if you're allowing tummy people to be mocked with the Korban Pesach, you're allowing the meat to become tummy, because they have to eat it. Okay, so he says, Levi Seima, Kula Betumas Basar, Vehecha Hotra, Betumas Pesach, when it comes to the Tumah of the Korban Pesach, the Tan, Ha Pesach Abba Betumah, the Korban Pesach that comes with Tumah, Necha Betumah, it can be eaten while you're tummy. Shalom Mitchabo Lo Ba Mitrilasu El Achila. Low purpose of bringing it is to eat it. So therefore, you see that even by Tumas Basar, there's an exception by Korban Pesach. That's why it wouldn't be compared to, that's why it wouldn't be compared to Arel and Tumah, because Arel and Tumah by Korban Pesach, there are no exceptions. No, sorry. For Arel and Pigel, there are no exceptions. Thank you. For Arel and Pigel, there are no exceptions. Sorry, Arel and Tumah have exceptions, and Pigel does not have an exception. That's why the comparison between Arel and Pigel was rejected. If the carbon is brought because everybody is Tameh, then it can be in. If I myself am Tameh and everybody else isn't, I'm pushed off to Yadalit. The only time it can be in is if, you know, you're bringing it because of Tumah, of the Tumah Tzibur. Okay. Next. Masiv Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua asked the following question. HaPesach she'avar shnaso. Right, the Korban Pesach has to be within its first year of the animal, the kevis, the saris, there would be a, you know, a little shipsa. That it, right, so let's just say that the seh was, when he put the seh aside, it was less than a year. Come Korban Pesach time, it's a year old. V'shachto b'zmano. And he shechted it on Erev Pesach, b'zmano. Lishmo. Lishem Korban Pesach. Okay, so what do you have now? It's past its year. So if it's past the year, it's no longer Korban Pesach. It's a shlamim. So now you shechted the shlamim on Erev Pesach, lishem Korban Pesach. I was trying to figure out why people would have these mistakes between shlamim and Pesach. And I realized, Korban Pesach, you're not only be marking the Korban Pesach. You're also marking there's a ton of shlamim in the basin, which is also the shlamim chagiga. So there is a possibility of getting confused. I said no, but
the whole meal.
I say, but you're shechting it, and the reason why there can be confusion in the base of Mikdash is because you have a ton of animals that are covered Pesach, and you also have a ton of shlamim coming that day. Okay, I couldn't figure out why you would make the mistake, but you can. What?
I think you need more.
Right. You also have a kliyim to bring it. Besides that, you also have an obligation to bring the shlamim chagiga. You have a, that's the every El Yontif you have to bring an olus
riyah. But that you can do on Yontif itself.
Every chag you have to.
Yeah, you bring it. It's an obligatory carbon for the yontif.
Well, it's a practical thing. Eating a drop of the Pesach, you
got
to focus on the
something. Oh, I understand. Yeah, okay, right. The Pesach is only eaten at the end when you like the Taffy Coleman, basically.
Correct.
Okay, so you had over here this carbon Pesach that was over a year, so it turns into a shlamim, and you shecht it on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach. Okay, l'shmo b'chein, and similarly hashochev acherim l'shem Pesach. You shechted other karbanos thinking it was a Pesach. Like you shechted an olah or a shlamim, think it was a Pesach bismano. So you shechted another korban l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Lezer posel. Rabbi Lezer says that both these karbanos are posel because he says that any zevach shechted l'shem Pesach on Pesach, time of Pesach, is going to become posel. Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Yeshua says kosher, he says because kol hazvachim shenizbechu l'lo l'shman, the first Mishnah in Zvachim, any korban that shechted shelo l'shma, right, change of wrong carbon, it's going to be kosher, just that it's not olah labailim. So these carbonos will be kosher. So the Gemara says, he says, this is for the focus case, the Pesach that passed the year, so now it's a shlamim, on Erev Pesach he shechted it l'shem Pesach, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kosher, because it's a carbon, it's a shlamim l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. According to Rabbi Lezer, he's going to say it's possible, because he's going to say any carbon shechted l'shem Pesach on Pesach, on Erev Yontif, is no good. So taimo bismano. The reason why Rabbi Lezer says that this is pasul is because you shechted it on bismano, on Erev Pesach. Ha shelo bismano, but let's say I shechted the shlamim, okay, let's say I waited a week later. I had this paste supposed to be a korban Pesach. Avar zmano, okay, so now it's a shlamim. And then a week after Pesach, I shechted it, the shlamim, l'shem Pesach. So there Rabbi Lezer is going to agree that it's going to be mutter, it's going to be kasher. It's going to mean you complete the avodah, and the person just has to bring another carbon. But he says it will be kosher, right? Hashalo is mano kosher. V'amai, why would shechting the shlamim l'shem Pesach shalo bismano be kosher? According to Rabbi Lezer, name a hoyel. Let's say since it's a content of since, right? Everyone held with hoyel. Name a hoyel bismano pasul. It's interesting. Since that if you shechted the shlamim l'shem Pesach on Erev Pesach, it would be pasul. Shalo bismano not be pasul. Then it should also be pasul if you shechted it shalo bismano. Since you could have done it then, they say it's possible now. So the Gemara says, you know what? You're right. Concept of Hohel really exists. When it comes to Korban Pesach, we let them say there's a Xeris HaKosev. Xeris HaKosev, you can't answer, and you're done. So Amar Papa Shani Hassam. It's different when you shech Shlom Shin Pesach that Meir of Chizda is going to agree that we don't say Hohel. The Amar Krog, the Pasuk says, V'amartem Zevach Pesach Hu LaHashem. You'll say, this is the Korban Pesach to Hashem. We're going to Hu. Hu means Behev Yoso. It has to be Lishmo. It has to be Behev Yoso. Lo hu l'shem acherim, it can't be brought l'shem acherim, v'lo acherim l'shmo, and not acherim for it. But when's that? That's bismano. Shehu pasul l'shem acherim. Only bismano this would be a problem. Because bismano was the only time that it would be pasul if you shechted it, and you had intent for a different carbon. And acherim psul l'shmo. Shelo bismano, but if it's not in its time, shehu kashul l'shem acherim, that it is kashul l'shem acherim. If not bismano, you had intent that the carbon Pesach was l'shem shlamim. It would be kosher, so too, acherim k'sharim l'shmo, others would be kosher if you shechted it in its name. So if I shechted the shlamim then, to the same Pesach, it would still be okay. Now you don't say hello, fine. Now we have a little bit of an agadah to story you see that at the end of the story, it relates to our sugya, and that's why it's brought, but it's an interesting story. Okay. Rav Simloi, also the Kameid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Simloi came before Rabbi Yochanan. I believe these are both the first generation Amoraim. Rabbi Simloi comes before Rabbi Yochanan. He says, Amr Lei, he says to Rabbi Simloi, says to Rabbi Yochanan, Nisni Le Mar Sefer Yuchsin. Huh? Teach me Sefer Yuchsin. What's Sefer Yuchsin? So Sefer Yuchsin apparently was this Tanaic work, and that was like a medrash on Divrei Hayomim. The idea was that Divrei Hayomim just has all these lists of names. Honestly, if you learn Divrei Hayomim now, you have no idea what it's talking about. Names don't match, names do match, there's a list of names, you know what it is. So they had this medrash, Sefer Yuchsin, that explained the depths of what all these genealogies and the lineage, what it all meant. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to Rav Simloi, apparently Rabbi Yochanan does not want to teach this to Rav Simloi, right? Okay. Amar Lei Meheichanot. You, Rav Simloi, where were you born? He says, Amar Lei Milud. I was born near the airport. I was born in Lud, right? And then he says, Meheichan Mosavach. And where do you live now? He goes, Minaharda. I live in Naharda. I went to the yeshiva, so I live in Naharda. So Amar Lei, Yochanan says to him, Nah, Eini donim lo ludim lo nahardayim. We don't teach Sefer Yochsim to Ludin or Nahardayim. Because certainly, Koshkein Ad, we're not going to teach to you, because you are both. You're Milud. Umosavach b'Naharda, because you both from Lulin Naharda. Oh, pretty convenient. He says, Rashi says, Ein shon in the Sefer Yochsim lo l'ludim. He says, l'dichuya ikavein. Either he said that because he just wants to push him off. He says, Loshon Acher, Rashi says, l'fisha einu miyuchasim. That the Ludim Naharda were known to not have good yichus. So you don't want to learn Sefer Yochsim, which teaches all about the yichus and the lineage, the people who don't necessarily have good yichus. Okay, so, kafe, right? So Rav Simloi just kept bothering Rav Yochanan, the Artse, and finally he agreed to teach him. Amar Lei, so then now Rav Simloi says, now he pushes his luck. Amar Lei, Nisni Bitlasi Yarche, you can teach me Sefer Yochanan, teach me everything in 3 months. I have 3 months, teach it to me. So Yochanan gets frustrated. Shaka Kala Pasak Bey, he threw dirt at him. And what that means, he got upset at him and he threw a clump of dirt at him. So he says, Amar Lei, and he's Rav Yochanan says to Rav Simloi, it's impossible. And his comparison is from Beruya. Beruya, the wife of Rav Meir. Uma Beruya, Beruya, who is so smart and such a good learner, who she's the beside of Rav Meir, the wife of Rav Meir, Barte Rav Yochanan Bar Tradron, the daughter of Rav Yochanan Bar Tradron, who was one of the Surah Rogi Malchos, the Tanya Klosme, Shemaita Sabiyoma, she learned 300 sayings, 300 limudim a day, mit plus meyer avisa, from 300 rabbeim. So I'm not sure if she learned 300 from 300, or it's the 300 one from each. So it's either whatever. She learned 300 or 900 statements a day. So she's obviously has the ability to learn and retain the information. It took her 3 years to learn to say for Yochsin. And you want to learn it? And you want to learn it in 3 months? No, he's done. Pushed his luck, he didn't learn it. Okay, so the Kishak El Aziel, so Rav Simloi gets up to leave, he says, let me get something out of Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Lei, he says to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, my master, Ma ben lishmo v'shelo lishmo l'ochlov shelo l'ochlov. What's the difference between the case we had in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said, if you shechted the korban Pesach, and you had partially lishma, and partially shelo lishma, we said it's pasul. But if you had partially to the people who can eat, and partially the intent was for people who can't eat, like the Zakenim, they can't have a kazayas, that's kosher. Why in one partial machshava is it good, and one partial machshava is no good? What's the difference between lishma and the other ones? So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to him, yes, a good kasha, I see, hold it sober in Rabbanan, not since I see that you're a bissel tam chacham, tove emelach, I'll explain to you the chiluk. I'm going to give you four chilukim between lishma and la'ochlov. Number one, Lishmo v'shalo lishmo psua begufo, la'ochlo v'shalo la'ochav eim psua begufo. When you have the machshav of lishma or not lishma, your focus is on the carbon itself. We mentioned before it's not really begufo or not, because it's really machshava. But the focus of the machshava is the focus on the carbon itself. When it comes to la'ochlo v'shalo la'ochav, your focus on your machshava is not on the carbon, so it's almost exterior from the carbon. It's on the it's exterior to the carbon. It's the people. They're not part. It's not the carbon itself. That's number one. Number two, if you have mixed intent, you can't split the carbon and say, oh, this is the part that was shechted lishma, and this is the part that's shechted lo lishma. You can't divide it like that. But lo ochlov shelo ochlov, ef shelo bar yisuro. There we can say, okay,
you guys were the ones who were Lochov, you're out. You guys were Lochov, you can distinguish between different parts of the Machshava. He says, Lishmo b'shalo lishmo, yeshna ba'arba avodos. When it came to having, we mentioned before, if you had any machshava during any one of the arba avodos, shchita kabbalah lochav zrika, then the machshava shalo lishmo is an apostle of karban. But lo ochla b'shalo ochlov, remember, it's by karban Pesach. The whole purpose of the karban Pesach is la'achila. So the only time the machshava shalo ochlov would have impact is if you had a machshava during shchita. He says, but lo ochla b'shalo ochlov eino b'arba avos. Right? It's only by shchita. Number four difference, lishmo v'shalo lishmo, yesh no betzibor ki v'yachid. Lishmo v'lo lishmo, that applies both by korban tzibor and by korban yachid. L'ochla v'shalo l'ochlav, eino betzibor ki yachid. This machshava only has an existence by korban Pesach, because korban Pesach is the only korban that the focus is somebody eating it. But if you had that machshava by any other korban, I'm a shef the korban shlamim, that it should be for somebody who can't eat. Okay, so somebody else will eat it. But by Korban Pesach, you have that specific thing for Pesach. So therefore, the four distinctions. Rav Ashi says, really, there are only three distinctions. Rav Ashi Amar, psulo begufo, the idea that's psul in the guf, the ef shalavar yisuro, the fact that you can't distinguish to determine which part of the Korban is psul, chadim yilsi, that's really all one, it's only one strain of logic. Dematam Amar, psulo begufo, what's the reason why it's an inherent psul in the body itself? Mishum the ef shalavar yisuro, because it's impossible to determine which part of the pasul is pasul, which part is not pasul. Therefore, it's a psul in the entire thing. But nevertheless, you have at least three distinctions. Actually, I thought the first distinction they would get rid of. We said that psul begufo and not psul begufo. Yesterday, when we tried to mention the difference between psul begufo and not psul begufo, we said, "What are you talking about? They're both not psul begufo. They're both a psul in the machshava." Meaning, psul begufo means that it impacts the guf because you can't tell which part is lishma and which part is lo lishma. Okay, so Amar, let's finish a little more. Amar Rami Bar Yuda Amar Rav. Rami Bar Yuda is the name of Rav. Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yochsin. From the day that they forgot that they no longer had Sefer Yochsin, Tashash Kochan Shel Chachamim, the Kaham or Enayim. The power of the Chachamim in Torah diminished, and their eyesight. I mean, they lost a whole bunch, a lot of the Torah. Rashi says, Tashash Kohen Kochan. Third to last line, shenigluzu mehem tamei Torah shayibo. It was hidden from them all the svaras and reasonings that were in there, and niglaz means nishkach. All right, Amar Zutra. Mazutra says, for example, bein utzel la utzel. Right, so in divrei, for example, divrei yamim aleph perikhes pasuk lamaches, it says ula utzel shishavanim, and then it says ela bnei utzel. So from learning those two utzels, ta'inu arba meos gamli derasha, we had 400 wagon loads of drushos. Well, then 400 again. Because we had so much that we were able to learn from there. Once we lost it, we lost all this. So the power of the Chachamim was diminished because they lost all this Torah. Okay? Stop here. Everybody have a good day.